Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Tuesday, November the 2nd of 2021. And I am your host tonight on this Miracle Man Show, coming to you from on location here in the Clarkston, Michigan, where it will be a shortened show tonight, shortened to 30 minutes, as I have an event that I have been invited to participate in, so therefore I will be going to that. And so I am glad to be with you, as I always am, every time we get to do this. And we are normally on every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday from 6:30 to 8 p.m. here on blogtalkradio.com. And it's always a blessing whenever you tune in. It really is a blessing whenever you make the decision to tune into this broadcast. It really is. And very soon here, we're going to be getting right into our word, which we're going to be talking about by faith, with our original text that the Miracle Man Show is based on, Hebrews 11, the faith chapter. And we're going to be reading that as our text tonight. And I don't know about you, but I love the faith chapter. I really do love the faith chapter. Not just saying that either. It is an awesome chapter. And it talks about by faith this, by faith that, by faith, you know, all those different things. All those different times where it says by faith Moses, by faith Noah, by faith, you know, all those different people that it talks about in that chapter, in that faith chapter, which is, as I said, Hebrews chapter number 11. And as I said, I do enjoy that particular chapter. And it's not just something I'm saying either. Amen. So we are going to make a Bible confession real soon, and then we're going to get into the word. But Heavenly Father, I thank you for this show tonight. Thank you for every listener who has tuned into this broadcast. Thank you, Lord God, that they receive from you whatever you have for them tonight. I thank you, Father God, that you are showing them things. You're speaking to them. Thank you, Father God, that they will receive from you whatever it is that you have for them, whatever you want them to receive from you tonight. They will receive that from you tonight. And I thank you, Holy Spirit, for just imparting things to them. Thank you that as we study your word, Thank you that you're healing their bodies, but strengthening their minds. Thank you that they have a heart that is ready to hear the word and receive the word. Thank you that they have a mind ready to focus. Thank you that they have, that they're ready to concentrate and not be distracted by all this other stuff. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that. And I make my confession over this program. I say that sponsors and partners come into this program, that finances come into this program, that increases in listenership come into this program. And most importantly of all, Lord God, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into this radio program. I mean, coming into this, your kingdom, as a result of this radio program, in Jesus' mighty name, amen. And let's make our confession. This is my Bible. I am what the Word says that I am. I can have what the Bible says I can have. I can do what the Word says I can do. This Bible is more than a storybook to me. It is more than a religious book to me. And it is more than a history book to me. Tonight, I am a believer. Therefore, I am a receiver. And I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me tonight. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Go with me to Hebrews 11. Praise God. Hebrews 11. And we're going to look at this whole thing of by faith. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Let's look up, and we're going to start reading from verse 1 of Hebrews 11. Now faith is, my verse says being sure of what we hope for, but I prefer to say it this way. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. This is what the ancients, those who came before us, they were commended for. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not just made out of what was visible. By faith, Abel offered God a better sacrifice than what Cain did. By faith, he was commended as a righteous man when God spoke well of his offerings. And by faith, he still speaks, even though he is dead. By faith, Enoch was taken from this life so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. For before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. But with faith, it is possible to please God. Because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists. See, you have to believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Earnestly, earnestly seek him. No, that's not just once or twice. Nope. Verse 7. By faith Noah, when he was warned of things not yet seen, out of being all afraid and panicked, he hoarded everything from the Home Depot to build an ark. Wait, is that in there? Doesn't it say he hoarded a bunch of stuff from Home Depot to build an ark? Oh, sorry. Sorry, listeners. So that again. By faith, Noah, when he was warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear, fear of the Lord, he built an ark in order to save his family. By his faith, he condemned the world, and he became heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go to a place, when he was called to go to a place that he would later receive as his inheritance, he obeyed God and he went, even though he did not yet know where he was going. By faith, he made his home in the promised land as a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. And he was looking forward to the city of foundations, whose architect and builder is God. By faith, Abraham, even though he was old, past age, and Sarah herself was barren, he was unable to become a father because he considered him faithful who had made the promise. And so, from this one man, and he as good as dead, came descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as countless as the sand on the seashore. All those people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things that were promised. They only saw them and they welcomed them from a distance. And they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on earth. People who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. If they had been thinking of the country that they had left, they would have had opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, and he has prepared a city for them. By faith, Abraham, when God tested him, he offered Isaac as a sacrifice. He who had received the promises was about to sacrifice his one and only son, even though God had said to him, "It is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned." Abraham reasoned that God could raise the dead, and figuratively speaking, he did receive Isaac back from death. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau in regard to their future. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, he blessed each of Joseph's sons and worshipped as he leaned on the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when his end was near, he spoke about the exodus of the Israelites from Egypt and gave instructions about his bones. By faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months after he was born because they saw that he was no ordinary child and they were not afraid of the king's edict. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, he refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a short time. He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasure of Egypt because he was looking ahead to his reward. By faith, he left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He persevered because he saw him who was invisible. And by faith, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood so that the destroyer of the firstborn would not touch the firstborn of Israel. By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as on dry land. But when the Egyptians tried to cross, they would drown. By faith, the walls by faith, the walls of Jericho fell after the people had marched around them for 7 days. By faith, the prostitute Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with those who were disobedient. What more shall I say? I do not have the time to tell about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised, who shut the mouths of lions, quenched the fury of the flames, and escaped the edge of the sword, whose weakness was turned to strength, and who became powerful in battle and routed foreign armies. Women received back their dead raised to life again. Others were tortured and refused to be released so that they might gain a better resurrection. Some faced jeers and floggings, while still others were chained and were put in prison. They were stoned. They were sawed in two. They were put to death by the sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins, destitute, persecuted, and mistreated. And the world was not worthy of them. They wandered in deserts and mountains and in caves and holes in the ground. They were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised. God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect. Chapter 12. We'll read the first two verses of chapter 12. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race that was marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, who is the author and perfecter of our faith, who, for the joy set before him, endured the cross, scorned its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Folks, you see, all these people, every one of them was believing for something from God. All those people. And with every different one, it was a different circumstance. They were all believing for, like Joshua, he was fighting the Battle of Jericho. And, you know, they were marching, and then the wall collapsed. And, of course, listeners, I like to think that it was like one of these college or high school marching bands with, you know, I don't know, 100, 150, 200 some members plus. But they couldn't talk to each other and they couldn't do these different things, you know. And to be honest with you, listeners, okay, maybe not honest, but I like to think that they had, like, the biggest and baddest drumline anywhere, like with all kinds of different stuff like that. But then when they got their victory, man, they shouted like none other. But all these different people, Moses, Abraham, multiple times it talks about Abraham. Like even when God tested him, even when he with him with Isaac, and it talks about Isaac, Jacob, Esau, Joseph, Moses. And when they, and when the people tried to cross the sea, how the Israelites were able to do so successfully, but when the Egyptians tried to cross the sea, they couldn't, and they drowned. They drowned. They were not able to get across the Red Sea without having all that water just take them underneath. And it was just a wild thing. It was a wild thing. They were unable to cross the sea. But God was with, God was, however, with Moses and the Israelites as they crossed the sea. And God parted the sea for them so they could do it on dry ground. And the water was all around them to create a wall for them. So that, because that way they had a wall to follow so that they couldn't just all easily become lost, because otherwise they could become lost. And they could become all, they could just get lost real easy. But then God helped them to be able to cross the sea. Safely and with dry land. That was God, what God wanted for them. But he helped them. And all those people had figuratively received, you know, they were all believing for something different. Of course, faith is the substance of what we hope for, the evidence of what we haven't seen yet. But we're still believing. And what we believe for, and what we believe that God can do. Because I believe that God can move. I believe that he will move. I believe that he will move on our behalf. I believe that he will help us. I believe that he will. And whatever it is, and just as I'm believing God for things, I know that he will do what he said in his word. And I put my hope in him. I put my trust in him, trusting that he will do what he said in his word. And I don't have to try to guess. I just know that he's going to do it. And I believe in my heart that he's going to do it. without a fact. Excuse me, I mean without a doubt. Just know that he's going to, that I'm going to see him do what it is that he is, that I am believing for him to do for me. And I don't even have to think twice about it, or to think three times about it, or four times about it, or nope, I don't have to. Why? Because I know that he's going to do it for me. And it's not an I guess, it's an I know. I know that I will see it done to completion, without a doubt. And he will do it. It's not something I have to sit here and be like, I hope, I wish. Nope. Not like that. But I just know that I'll see it done to completion. Now, Father, I thank you for this word tonight. I thank you that we would get this word in our hearts, that we would put our trust and our hope in you, that we would always know that you are our God. You are our Lord. You are the God that always makes a way for us. When it seems to us like there is no way, you come through. And I thank you that you always just come through for us, no matter what. As we put our hope in you, our trust in you, our that you just always are there for us, no matter what, no matter what we feel, no matter what we may feel, we just know that you have us and that you help us and that you, Father God, are always fighting for us, always fighting. And I thank you, Father, for everything you're doing for us. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody.